TVs to audio, Harvey Norman, our Newcastle and the Hunters home entertainment specialist.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Good morning, or is it?
Why?
Oh, one person won Oz Lotto last night, $35 million.
Well, it's a good morning for them.
Yeah. One person again.
I think you've come over my side, haven't you?
I'm cranky about this.
I love this. Oh, you know, when they always say when people are together long enough, you actually transform into each other, which is true. I was up last night worried all night. So I'm turned into you and you're sitting there bitching about, I used to be like that.
Well, it's one person.
I hate it when one person
from
wins.
The Northern Territory,
oh,
no less.
Oh, I don't even like anyone. Bloody Northern Territory.
Bunch of drunks up there.
Well, drunks, and they never got any COVID.
Yeah, I know.
Not one bit of COVID. Weren't locked down. Haven't experienced the nightmare we have.
I know.
And they get thrown a bunch of cash.
I know. One of my schoolmates, I went to school with him. He's been living in the Northern Territory since we were 19. Drunk every day.
Every day.
I know it's really hot and they probably deserve a beer because it's really awful working outside.
I'm trying to desperately find the difference between that and Carrington. But anyway, there you go. We're only a minute in the show and I've called myself a drunk.
First time you've ever done that.
You transform into each other.
Isn't it funny? When I woke up and I saw that, I immediately thought of my mate because I thought, oh, bet you, because he's so arsey, it's probably him that's won the 35 million.
So it sounds like you'd be happy for him, so that's great there, Tanya.
Stop the music, right? Stop the music. Tanya's had a couple of beers last night, right? You know how
what
I know?
Happened?
You know how I know?
Cranky?
She can't hear me because I've got my handcuffed.
Yeah, yeah, she can't.
Because she just said arsey.
Normally she wouldn't say that.
Normally she would use something
bottomy.
Like, yeah, she'd go, oh, he's so bottomy. And she said it, so she's had a couple last night.
Mm.
I'll now return to looking at her so she can hear me. Hey, keep going, Tanya. I was just having a chat with Risey about something we're doing later.
I think that's why I'm so cranky, because he's bummed around all our adult lives and... And he hasn't even, it's probably not even him, but I'm still really cranky in case it is.
I think you'll find she's cranky because she was looking through life through the bottom of a wine glass last night. Anyway, carry on.
I was a good girl.
I was just saying to Risey, how I'm sure you got a good night's sleep.
I did actually. I wasn't the one having martini Tuesdays.
But I can obviously wake up happy of you.
What? Steve had a martini on a Tuesday night?
Yeah, he did. Wow. Dobbing.
Yeah.
Dirty one?
Once I get the minutes of every staff meeting, I get onto the martinis.
We did have a big one yesterday, actually.
I'm glad
you didn't come to that one, actually.
Well, I actually relayed most of it, hence why he had Martini Tuesday. Oh,
yeah, there's another thing, T. You know, I was having a happy Tuesday, and then off she goes. Anyway, Steve, I'll just take it through. No, I thank you. Thank you. Anyway. Here we are, and that bastard in the Northern Territory has really annoyed Tanya.
On the line, you'll never know what you'll find.
Tanya. Give EP Nikki your card. She's going to get coffees.
Right now?
Yeah,
right
I've already
now.
Ordered
right
them.
Now, quick.
Okay, thank
hurry.
You. God.
Oh, okay, they could have
honestly,
that one.
I feel like Larkin's home.
Yeah, I know. Let's get priorities on the show, will you?
Honestly.
All right, carry on. What are you finding on the
because
line?
You know what? You know, this wasn't even please or thank you. It was just gimme. Gimme your card.
Hey, don't you dare. I'm the bloke who has to buy two rounds every week.
That's
right.
Credit card roulette has not been kind to you,
not
young
at all.
Steve.
Yeah, laugh it up, Joy Boy. Hey, what have you found, mate? Because I'm just going to rattle this one off.
Okay.
It's a little meme that came across my desk, computer, and phone last night. When a woman says, first of all, in an argument, now I can say that not necessarily a relationship, could be a female friend.
Mm.
When a woman says, first of all, in an argument, run quickly. She has prepared research data, charts, and graphs to destroy you.
Yeah, well, I can back that up because when you say first of all, you can be guaranteed there's second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, probably to infinity and all.
No question about it.
Yeah.
And you do have the data to back it up.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, you just stare until we agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I don't mind that one.
First of all,
yeah. You know, at some point you're going to get to second. And it won't be base. Not with a start like that.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
There's no joy coming after first of all.
Yeah.
It's like... No joy comes after, hey, everyone, watch this.
No.
There's certain phrases in life exactly. Where you know it's heading in the wrong direction.
It's funny, though. Some people have their different starts. I know my mum, mm-hmm. when she was cranky with my dad, I cottoned on to this very early, she'd go, "Now listen here."
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, I sounded like my mum.
Evie, I thought Evie was in the studio.
Frighteningly so.
Yeah.
You did sound like
now
Evie.
Now listen here, Glenn.
That were her first three words. Now listen here.
Yep.
Actually, when she was really cranky, it would be, "Now listen here."
Yes.
Oh, emphasis on the ear and the dropping of the H.
Took the H
done.
Off.
You know, my dad's, and my dad's was always that cool, calm fisherman, though.
Yep.
And it'd be silent, and it'd be, "Look, boy."
Yeah. Ooh.
And that meant, okay, oh, God.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. The quieter,
look,
the worse.
Boy, whether you like it or not, you're going to school. That was the only argument I've had with my dad, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like about going to school.
Yeah.
Look, boy. But, yeah, women always win arguments because you've got that trick that we just haven't been able to master yet.
What's that?
Crying.
I don't cry in an argument. She's out of the room. We can talk about
Nikki. Nikki does.
She
yeah.
does.
Yeah. All women cry in an argument eventually.
Well,
Before us.
I even give in with Nick because she cries.
Yeah.
I know you do.
Yeah.
We all melt.
There are times when I'll turn my head and poke my eyes and rub them, but nothing.
I know.
If I cry first, I've got this. I've got this if I cry first, but no.
No,
girls cry.
Yeah, she's trying not to, though.
She's been very good the last couple of years.
Because she knows it's probably not the best place to be doing it at the workplace.
Yeah. Yeah, when she's howling.
Yeah.
Because I said, "Oh, no, there's no sugar in the coffee."
Yeah. She used to do it all the time back in the early days.
Well, she was only 21 when she started.
True. Well, that is true.
She still does now. Don't you notice that she's done just... Is she back yet?
Not yet.
Don't you notice she still gets watery eyes?
I do notice.
Yeah.
We're not full on sobbing and howling with snot flying everywhere, which is lovely.
No. See, and that's an example of why I go. That's why women always win.
And they remember every single detail over the past 12 years. Like every single...
What do you mean 12?
20, 30, 40. No. They remember every detail.
No, I'm in love with the master.
Who's the master?
Tanya Wilkes.
Oh, really?
Because she doesn't remember. She just makes shit up.
Touché. I'll pay that.
I've sat with her watching her fight with someone else going, "That never happened."
Yeah, but the harder you go, the more chance you have of them believing it did.
Yeah, but it's always involving me. And then Steve and I did this. I wasn't even there.
It's Tanya and Steve. We've got a song off coming up next. It's your chance to choose the music.
The mask. Tanya and Steve's song off. Oh, we have a cracker today. Rock and roll.
Well.
Ooh, what? What's
disco, in fact.
Disco's greatest hits. This is Triple M right now.
Disco's greatest hits.
Oh. Let me at that radio station because no man looks better than me than satin pants.
Why are we going the disco theme
Why
today?
Not?
Why not?
Okay, perfect.
Why right?
Not? Okay.
We all feel like a bit of a dance.
Yeah.
And also, because he tells us he listens all the time, I know our boss Jason's listening right now. Well, Jason, this one's for you.
That's right, champion. I certainly hope you're saying that for his disdain for disco, not his sexuality.
Oh, God, no. No, but I know that he'll hate it because we're supposed to be playing rock.
Tanya.
So, Jace, that's for you.
Tanya.
What?
You think he hates that? Here's mine. You see the form. All to be alive. The general idea is now you have to ring and vote for the one you want to hear in full. Praise the Lord that Jason rings.
Whichever gets
come
the
on, Jason.
Come
play
on.
We want the boss to ring.
We do. We want him to choose which one we play today.
Yes.
133353. Give us a call. You can choose too as well if you're just driving along listening right now. 133353. Patrick Hernandez, Born to Be Alive, or ABBA's Dancing Queen.
Well, you know he's going to go Dancing Queen because he doesn't even know the other one. I'll guarantee you that's what will go on.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, let's
but
see
I do like the fact that he listens to the show.
Oh,
he does.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gives him something to yell about at 9 o'clock.
I love yelling at him.
Speaking about only moments ago, that is the only time that I cry is Tanya and I just start crying and we always win the argument with him. Yeah, like that, we think, oh, this will shut it down.
Exactly.
And we start howling and he's like, oh, bugger off then, you two. always wins an argument. All the phones are going nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave, which one do you want, Dave?
How you going?
Yeah, good, Dave. Now, I don't want to, you know, make assumptions here, but you don't sound like a Dancing Queen type to me.
However, guess what?
What?
I'm not voting for Dancing Queen, but I'm voting against that one that Steve played.
Yeah. Hang on. Dave. You sure that's not Jace the Boss? Good on you, Dave. Righto.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, let's go to Heidi at Redhead. Which one do you want, Heidi?
Oh, go for Dancing Queen, please.
Woohoo! Oh. You need to find
get
everyone
that. Everyone moving in their cars on the way to work.
There you go, Heidi.
Yeah, and if you don't have a tiara close by, Heidi, I don't know, whatever you can, pop it on your head.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not a tiara type girl, so I probably wouldn't have one of
those. Yeah, yeah. You just went one step too far.
I did.
What do you mean you haven't got a tiara just close?
Everybody got one in their glove box?
Well, I'll go and get it for you.
Here it is! Oh. Enjoy Jace and everyone. Have a Dancing Queen.
Okay, there you go. Newcastle's disco hits to blend. Yeah, hey. Newcastle 102.9 Triple M, Newcastle's greatest disco. You're listening to Tina and Steve. Hey! Don't forget the wet blast later on this afternoon.
Well, we did hear from our boss, and he wrote, I can't even repeat what he actually wrote because he swears a bit.
Yeah, that's a standard text for us.
He said, worst song ever, let them know I do hate it.
Yeah.
And what did he say above that?
I can't.
Fire truck, terrible.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah. That's one of the nicer ones he sent.
That's a compliment.
That's not too bad. Because he's got a laughy face at the end.
He does.
Which normally is like he has the finger up and the cranky face with the swear words out.
Hey, speaking.
Morning, guys.
Speaking of Queens. As we were just singing about.
I do not want to know where you're going.
Well, yeah, no, I'm talking interested. About the Queen. How's this, though? She will lay her husband of 73 years to rest on Saturday, and then...
Well, he's pretty tired.
She has a few days off, and then she's back to work.
Yeah.
2 weeks in total is the only time that she'll have off.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's pretty...
Hey, think about it.
What?
Same as us. We lose someone. We lose a loved one.
True, I guess.
Back to work, albeit we're not 93.
Yeah.
But true.
What, even your husband? See, I've never thought about it before.
No.
How long do you have off if you lose a spouse?
Just bear with me.
By the way, Mike's fine.
Yeah, I know.
I'm asking for a friend.
I'm just saying, Tanya, how many holidays do you want? Because... I don't think it's worth bumping Michael off just to get a bit of
month off.
Month off.
Exactly.
No, they just surprised me.
Well, you obviously don't think 2 weeks is enough. So how long are you going to have off?
It's a spouse.
What happens? Okay, Michael drops dead. Well, how many weeks are you going to have off? I need to know. We do a show.
I hadn't thought about it before.
Mm.
I just thought, wow, 2 weeks. You got to get it together in 2 weeks.
It's got to be longer than that.
You would think for a spouse.
Maybe. Morning spouse? I don't know. You'd be surprised in workplaces these days.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
How much leave and how many entitlements you got. And...
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a pretty morbid topic, Stephen. Jeez.
Yes, Steve.
Oh, he's crying. We'll forgive him.
I'm trying to cry because that wins every time. Yeah. Oh, look, I really don't know. That's a really actually morbid but interesting question. I think it totally did. I think you'll find it some when you're ready.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. I think that most places would just go, hey, when you're ready.
So.
I don't think there's a stock standard.
Exactly.
Yeah. 3 days and you're back.
Yeah. I mean, you're still mourning Oscar, your dog. God knows.
Michael's going to be like 5 years.
May I ask how long ago Oscar went to the Rainbow Bridge? I'm not allowed to say die, Rosie. Rainbow Bridge?
2017.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, there you go. So if Michael goes, at least a week off.
Mm.
Yep. That's saying that you love Oscar more than Michael, Daniel.
Did you notice that? She just drifted off and went, yeah, tops.
Yeah. It's Daniel and Steve.
Hey, with the current cold weather over the last 3 days, there's two things I've noticed, T.
What's that?
The waft of burning dust from the heater you've turned on.
Yeah.
Either coming off the electric ones.
Yeah.
But even your air conditioners
same.
Got dust there and suddenly the heat, that smell.
Yeah, I do.
It's like, oh, winter's here. Yep. Not that it is. And the other thing I'm rather jealous of, I did see a pic last night of someone with a fire pit. Gone early.
Yeah.
Fire pit and beer.
Was that Risey?
Yep.
Yeah.
I've had two in 2 days. I'm like addicted to them. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get home and light the fire pit and have a beer in front of it.
It's great. It's a great.
I'm going to be off it by the time winter comes around. It gets cold.
Well, no, actually, I think now's the perfect time because I dusted ours off on the weekend as well.
Yep.
Because by the time the dead of winter comes, it's too cold to sit outside.
True.
Even around a fire pit.
I actually was sitting outside with just shorts and a t-shirt on, no shoes or anything last night.
See, that's nice.
I'm not sure how you made it. Newcastle weather sound the dead of winter.
It did sound very
winter's
cold.
Coming.
It sounded like Siberia.
But it's true. It's too cold to sit out.
Tell that to a smoker.
Yeah, that's true. How do you do it? Dead of winter, bag it outside.
Oh, I know. Well, it's quite a, you know, if I'm going outside, because as you know what's outside, I usually make a speech.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'll be going outside for a smoker in the dead of winter if I'm not back. I just want to say I love you all. Farewell. And then I open the door. I'm outside.
Kiddo. Yeah. Isn't that enough reason to give up?
No.
Having to step outside and...
No.
Hairs on your nostrils freeze and snap off.
Is that the ones on the outside or the inside?
Both. Oh.
Do you really like... Does it get too cold for you to go out?
Yeah.
And you love the cold.
I love it.
But it gets too cold for you to go out and sit in front of the fire.
Sit in front of the fire. Yeah, because your back's always freezing.
Okay.
That is true.
Yeah. All right, princess.
Could you not do a bit of a spin and warm up?
I guess so.
A little bit?
Yeah. Put a motor into the chair. There we go.
Oh, that's me just coming back in from a smoke. G'day, guys, I'm back. Resume speech.
What do you think's the best fire pit? I see yours as the big open plate, Rise.
Yeah. That was the cheapest one at Bunnings.
Yeah.
Going to say it was, $69. Bucks.
Yeah, it was.
The brown, rusty $69 one.
Yes.
We all know that one.
That's the job, though.
You know why they're good? Because they're annual. Throw it out at the end of the window.
Yeah, that's true.
You can. You don't have to store it.
My favourite fire pit over the years, not really a pit, but it's just when I'd buy them, a guy makes them, like, you know, $60, half a 44-gallon drum.
Nice.
Perfect.
And I've had a few over the years. Mm-hmm. That one, you can get more wood into it. Inferno.
Yeah.
Inferno. It's always been my favourite.
Given that the size of your courtyard, the trees and the roof, I don't think Inferno should be your go-to.
I've got a funny feeling that I may melt my pergola ceiling this year.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I can't have one.
No, you can't.
I haven't got a big enough area to have a fire pit.
True. No.
Yep.
So I'll have to get one of those... You know the ones that are gas pipes
that
look really good and don't do anything?
Yeah.
They look great, though.
All the restaurants have them. You can sit next to it and not be warm.
Yeah.
But they look cool.
Yep.
What's yours like, Tanya? Have you got one?
A fire thing. You've seen mine. Mine's a cylinder with all cutouts.
Yep.
So it
looks pretty,
tall.
And that's why she doesn't go out winter because it doesn't warm.
It doesn't.
It looks
it's
great,
very,
though.
Very pretty.
It's very
for
pretty.
April, possibly the first week in May, and then shove it away because it's freezing.
Bring it back out in summer.
I went out there for a smoke, mate. I hugged it. I actually hugged the steel just to keep a little bit warm. And I yelled to Tanya. She goes, "Isn't it pretty, Steve?"
Okay. I'm going to ask you all a question. Mm-hmm. And you at home or work, wherever you are, can join in on this. In fact, we'd like you to ring 133353.
That's the number, 133353.
Because the question is, if you could be one age for the rest of your life, what would it be?
35.
Interesting. Why do you say 35? Before you answer me, this is fair dinkum research that's been done.
Okay.
So they looked at people, they interviewed people, they spent years doing this. Following people's journeys to find out when they hit their happiness sweet spot.
The reason I give you a direct answer straight away, because I tell this story so many times to people and I know the exact age when I absolutely was at my happiest.
This is kind of sad if your son BJ's listening because he wasn't born when you were 35.
I was honestly about to say that exact same thing. I don't think BJ was alive when you were 35.
Adding fuel to the fire, gang.
Morning, BJ.
Why do you say 35?
Because I was working at Triple M Adelaide and they hired some clown who decided that it was really smart to put one breakfast show around the country. It failed dismally.
Yeah.
But every breakfast show around the country then got laid off. We're on big contracts. I got a 2-year payout.
Yeah.
Oh. I moved to Europe and spent a lot of time with my two kids in Holland, which I didn't get to do. I lived there for a year. I was in Edinburgh. I remember being on Mount something, and I can't remember what it was in Scotland, and sitting on the side of the mountain. I tell this story to everyone. I remember sitting there looking, going, as my well-being, the happiest
you've ever been.
And yeah, and that doesn't mean happy skipping. Happy is in content, relaxed, happy.
Well, you had money in the bank for a while.
Money in the bank. And good money in the bank.
After that run out, you're back to being miserable.
back to debt, working every day, changing bloody nappies.
No,
35 that month on the side of the mountain, I can pinpoint to the happiest point of my life, not meaning that now is not happy, the happiest.
Okay. Interesting.
What about
you? 35 is you. It's a tough one for me. Because I like to believe every day is going to be happier than yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I have to believe that.
Mm.
Yeah. Otherwise I go crazy. I wouldn't want to get stuck in an age.
Mm. Well, I'm not stuck in it.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh, I wish I was back
there.
No,
I know. But if I had to choose, I would say, and again, this is without a child. And I don't mean because...
But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's not about... hating your life now.
No,
it's about pointing something out that you remember. I was really in a good spot then.
Well, for me, it was 29.
There you go.
Because, I don't know, it was really free.
Yeah. And did you hear that word? Free.
Yeah, I was single. I was free.
You had money?
I had money. I was traveling. I had no one to answer to.
Out of debt?
Totally. And it
now,
was just
everything
a really
that I just told you
year.
Was exactly the same.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, true.
Out of debt, traveling, free, not working.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Mm.
You haven't experienced that yet, Rhys.
No, I haven't.
Free and out of debt, you'll never experience it.
You've been having kids since you were 12.
Exactly. No, when you guys were saying that, I was thinking about pre-kids as well, but I never had the money that you guys had as well.
Well,
so I was kind of like scrimping and saving every cent.
I tell
still
everyone,
had a great time, though.
Money does not buy happiness. It gives you choice.
Mm. See, I would say, knowing that this has been a legit research and studies, I would say this age might be around the 40 mark because... you've got most people have their life kind of on track. Most people have kids that might be around 5, 10.
Yeah.
And that might be a really happy age to be for the rest of your life.
What's yours, Jen from Belmont North?
37.
Why is that, Jen?
My two parents were still alive then.
Oh.
I had my two kids.
Yep.
And I had my husband. So that would be my year.
And it was just a sweet spot in your life, isn't it, Jen? It's not like now it's miserable and now it was just you remember that particular moment.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Mm. Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah.
Jen, you'll be happy to know 37 is what the experts say.
Oh, cool.
So you're spot on.
Is it 37?
Yeah, what they say
I went 2 years early. Cop that.
What they say is that career and care crunch happens at around that age. So your career, you're on that trajectory if you're career-minded.
Yeah.
And the care crunch means either kids or parents. And it all kind of coincides. It's a bit of a sweet spot because parents aren't that old that you're getting worried about them.
True.
Kids are getting a little bit older that they can feed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the age, the magic age by all accounts.
Mm.
Yeah, and I do agree with that. When I look at where we were with Lorcan, it was happy. He was fine. He was sporty.
Yep.
I love that.
Well, remember, when I was 35, I had two kids.
Yeah, okay.
And he wasn't childless.
Mm. No.
I had two kids who were in Scotland with me for a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So again, it wasn't the not having kids and they were a bit older and... great age.
Yeah. Well, there you have it.
Come
37.
Come over here and get in my DeLorean.
Yeah.
And I'll take you back.
Wouldn't that be nice?
To the side of the mountain in Scotland.
But having said that, I love every age.
Oh, I love 50.
Do you?
It's the greatest age. You can just tell everybody to get stuffed.
And they put it down to, he's losing it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, cranky old man. Whatever it might be, they put it down to, I drive home happily, not feeling one bit of guilt.
Oh, it's Tanya and Steve. Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M. Shot in the dark, part of Rock's greatest hits here at Newcastle's Triple M. This is Tanya and Steve. Thanks to Harvey Norman from TVs to Audio. Harvey Norman in Newcastle and the Hunters Home Entertainment Specialists.
Yeah, love going to Harvey Norman and getting those big ATVs.
Yeah, they've got a 100-inch TV now. They've got all the audio, got all the best brands.
They do.
Yeah.
So as far as brands for TV, Sony, Samsung, LG, Hisense, TCL and Philips.
You know what I like, see, this year, and you were talking about being a smoker outdoors in winter, I get the big outdoor TV, get myself a nice little heater out there on my own.
Absolutely. You just need some sound, though.
Oh.
So if you go to Harvey Norman, they have Bose, Sonos, Yamaha, Samsung, LG, Sony, and they can make that big TV come to life.
Go and check them out at Harvey Norman.
Tanya and Steve's stuff we didn't get to.
I've got to go home and clean up. Guess who's coming to town?
The parents.
The parents are coming to town. T, could you come and give me a hand, please? I think we might need a girl clean.
Oh, yeah. Rather, because your mum's got girl eyes.
Yeah.
So she'll see the the state of the place.
Excuse me?
You were about to say, Tenya? You sure said
Tenya will? I don't know what I was about to say, but she will. She'll notice
it's
things.
It's just Baxter.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, that's
BJ.
True.
And that well, dirty look, dad that lives there.
And Steve, yeah.
If anyway. You are taking them out to dinner, mm-hmm. you might want to cast your eye over the New South Wales Food Authority list of places that have breached standards.
Okay, now is
they
this...
release this list three times a year. Today's yes. the day for the first part of the year.
Is this a breach of standards due to meaning it could be a total overreaction and give a bad name to a place that might have breached a standard by some minimal thing? Do you know what I mean, though?
I don't know because the places that I've read that are local,
mm-hmm.
I'm not happy with why they've got their fines.
Okay,
so you can look on the list yourself. Obviously, we're not going to name and shame them because we're not Darren Hinch.
Mm.
But there is a website that you can.
At least I've got a beard. We could go halfway.
You can look it up yourself. But when you find out why some places have got their fines, it's yucky.
But what's an example?
Okay, contaminated food.
Okay.
They've actually been found to have food that is not. They should not be selling it.
That's
they are. It is disgusting.
It's good bacteria build up for your gut, though.
They don't have proper refrigeration to keep food at the right temperatures.
Also okay. disgusting. And
also disgusting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they just do this lightly.
There are vermin running around the floor.
Yep.
That's what I asked because you know you have the cleanest house in the world and have cockroaches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
What is the general thing? You know?
Oh yeah, there was a place online yesterday that served a nice little German cockroach with the takeaway.
Yummo.
That was a Newcastle establishment
there
as well.
There you go. There you go.
But
did you pay extra for the meat or?
I don't know.
Bit of protein?
But, it does turn my stomach a little bit when I find out people aren't doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's too important.
You do put a lot of trust in restaurants and cafes and
that's
you know,
why
things
I
like
do
that.
Love, and I'm not that as big a worry about any of this stuff, to be honest. I do love the open kitchens in places.
You can see exactly what's going
it's
on
kind
there.
Of like, other than that, otherwise. What's going on back there?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, could you just cook my steak a little bit more? I'll be back in a minute, mate. Oh, I wish it was just that.
Oh, see you tomorrow, everyone.
See ya.